Daily Light, August the 9th. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All glorious is the princess in her chamber. Perfect through the splendour that I bestowed on you, declares the Lord God. Let the favour of the Lord our God be upon us. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, so that he might present the church to himself in splendour, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. You have been filled in him. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Song of Solomon 4, verse 7. And Isaiah 1, 5 and 6. Isaiah 64, 6. Romans 7, 18. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. Psalm 45, 13. Ezekiel 16, 14. Psalm 90, 17. Revelation 7, 14. Ephesians 5, 27. Colossians 2, 10. Daily Light, August the 9th, evening. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Eve bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower with its top to the heavens. So the Lord dispersed them. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley. The Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. And I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is but striving after wind, for in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I also gathered for myself silver and gold. Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had extended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2, 13. And Genesis 4, 1. Genesis 11, 4 and 8. Genesis 13, verses 11, 10 and 13. Ecclesiastes 1, 17 and 18. Ecclesiastes 2, verses 4, 8 and 11. John 7, 37. Psalm 107, verse 9, and Colossians 3, verse 2.